Rise to the Visionary Activist Show. I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey, here at the mothership KPFA, kissing the earth, sprinkling coyote hair and wise tobacco everywhere. Yay. So we are dedicated to cultural hijinks, the art of directing collective intelligence. It's a celebration of the Visionary Activist Show, which has been 19 years on the air at the KPFA since September 5th, 1996. There we go. And we may have Mike Bonanno from the Yes Men chiming in, skidding in, one of the great cultural hijinks, tricksters, the art of directing cultural intelligence. He's on the fly. But we are trickster improvisationally cahooting. I have wonderful ally Vilma V here to co-pitch with me. Hello, Vilma.
Hello, Carolyn. This is one of the highlights of my KPFA career to be here with you today.
Oh, how wonderful. Yay. And that's a great thing because you are part of the soul of KPFA, part of the apprentice program. Do you want to just say a little bit about the trickster witchcraft of that?
That is a trickster program. It takes people from the community who have absolutely none or very little community media skills and turns them into media makers and cultural hijinks people. So it's a great program. It's one of the programs that we have here at KPFA. Along with this, it's lots of reasons to support the station.
That's great. And also because there are so many guiding mythic opportunities woofing towards us today, last night, Jupiter opposite Neptune can be big disappointments, big cuckoo-ness, big grand falloons like the Republican cuckoo monster parade. Whoa!
Last night's debate.
Yes, the animation of the worst aspects of humanity because, you know, humans, again, our dedication to trickster, you know, Americans have a hard time distinguishing between the con man and the trickster, and very often the con man can suck up the chi of trickster, as Trump is the Trump of con men. It's all being so animated for us. But the trickster is liberating and liberates us from the con, so that's part of our dedication. We know that Saturn is right now, it's just today, also there's lots of movement today. Saturn is getting ready to leave its last, it's at the very last moments here, its three-year sojourn in deep, deep, deep Scorpio backstage, ready to bound onto Sagittarius. Yes, so we want to animate the desirable aspects of syncretism, drawing from all cultures, the deep-souled Syrian people against so much adversity, I mean, everywhere. So there's a shift of that today into the Jupiter realm of generosity that we're going to be honoring. Mercury is also stationing today to retrograde as it does three times a year, no need to freak out. It's just about reflection, and it's stationing at 15 plus Libra, which is the rebuild the destroyed world degree. And we go, we are there for that. We are there for that. So, as you know, we are in fun drive. Yes, we are.
It's fun.
It's fun, even though it's the last vestiges of summer before the equinox. We are still, we didn't do a fun drive all summer-ish, you know, skidding in now. I'm going to be playing some of the story of how this show got started, which was 19 years ago. Asada Imam, who was the splendid program director then, unbeknownst to me, Sounds True had sent her my first audio book, and they'd played it on the air, and she called me up out of the blue and said, we got this huge response for the kind of mythological literacy to which you are dedicated, and we want to offer you a show. And Pacifica is a pain in the butt to work with, and there's no money. And I go, perfect, perfect, there we go. And off we were. And the realm of apprentices also, Vilma, you know, when I was in South Africa, we can Jupiter Neptune, it says dream big, play fair. When I was in South Africa working with a lot of the community radio stations, they said, we so admire Pacifica and we've written them many letters, but we never got a response. And we go, until now, let us affirm that, you know, the likes of Vilma V, you know, because they said we wanted to have an exchange apprentice program. Maybe not too late to hook you up. You know,
there's always a chance somewhere to start something like
that. Well, trickster's against all odds, so we're just putting things out there that would be desirable. So we are in Fundrive. We're offering many premium enticements and thank yous. So first, let me see here. Weave a little context. It is the Trickster Path, and there we have that, and we might have our surprise guest. We don't know, but we're fine by ourselves. Yes, we are.
Sure we are.
Yes, there, thank you. It is more fun to cahoot. It is more fun to kahoot.
It is.
So part of the dynamic of now is I am off to co-MC with wondrous Amichaela Gaston, who was last week's guest, and also she's my co-MC at the Symbiosis Festival, and will also be at Open Secret on Tuesday the 22nd at 7 p.m. We're offering 10 single tickets for that. We'll be riding off of our Symbiosis deal. If you want to find out more about Symbiosis, symbiosisgathering.com, and where I'm off right after the radio show out there to Oakdale, California. There we have it. And then me, Caroline Casey, chief trickster at Coyote Network News, mythological news service for the trickster redeemer within us all, returns to adorable Allies Open Secret Tuesday, September 22nd, 7 p.m. Beauty and Destruction, we're betting on beauty. Beauty Poker, Astro Mytho Theater, Ritual Equinox Address, magnetizing the memosphere to animate the desirable with wonderful ally songstress Amichaela Gaston. And we're offering that for a pledge of $50 for one ticket. There you go. We only have 10 just because for the fun of it. But the themes that we'll be animating now and forever: Venus is emerging. The equinox is where Mercury Legba hands the baton to Venus. She's presiding over this equinox and beckoning us to join her bounding onto the world stage on her Change of Heart tour. Mm. Now, the Change of Heart tour is so crucial for all of us, all dedicated listeners, and there's so many people out there, you know, I to and fro between Washington, D.C. and Berkeley, weaving, you know, interweaving, you know, molecules of tricksterness between all of those things. And we know that, you know, in the realm of, you know, politics and dedicated trickster woofiness, there is the dedicated storyteller part of all of us, everyone listening, and the nature we have: myth, big things, fairy tales, more customized local, detective novels, there we go, you know, even more local. And in the detective novel, which goes back to 223 BC in China, the magistrate, part of all of us, the person with a dedicated heart, will enter into the underworld and come up against up to no good people who want to do harm, but they feel the quality of dedication. And the up to no good person, remember Milarepa, great saint in Tibetan Buddhism, was a robber, a highwayman, a murderer, becomes great saint. You know, this principle of redemption. So the up to no good person comes up to the likes of ourselves with dedicated heart, may it be so, and says, "Ooh, I was going to rob you and kill you, but I feel that you are authentic, and I want to switch teams, but I have underworld skills that you will need." You know? So that's part of the theme, you know, as I sort of scour on our behalf, going to underworld places like the Conservative Political Action Committee, going, "Hello, is there anybody there we can cahoot with?" And much evil, unripeness, put it in a brown paper bag, but also much surprising good. You know, in the course of this show and future shows, I went to a great event of, excuse me, whistleblowers, Jay Kirk, Bill Binney, Tom Drake, all persecuted, prosecuted, for they are former NSA people. And the trickster as whistleblower, the whistleblower as trickster, they have agreed to be on this show. We are scheduling them.
Wow.
They are really great NSA guys, and they look pretty straight. I mean, they were in NSA for 40 years before they had a crisis and left on Halloween, which is very witty.
Mm.
Again, like Joseph Campbell dying on Halloween, going, stylish to the end, gotta go. Remember his last comment before he died, Joseph Campbell died on Halloween, as he said, the crisis in the Middle East points to the mythological bankruptcy of the three Abrahamic religions. Oh, gotta go. It's a great exit line.
Yeah.
You know, it's good because trickster does often attract flack. As Bill Binney, one of the great whistleblowers, said, the only people who mind the truth are those living a lie. We go, well, that's the problem. But we're willing to liberate even them.
And I was born on Halloween, actually.
Oh, you witch. You are authentic witch. It's so great, you know, redeeming the good thing. And that's why we also go, oh, Hillary Clinton, you, oh, dingbat, you know, person. Bill Binney had said, no, actually, it was Thomas Drake, who almost went to prison for the rest of his life, but then, you know, doing shenanigans, which we will explore, they dropped the case. But he said, I'm not a fan of Hillary Clinton, but this whole email thing gives me flashback willies, because there, you know, there are many things to mind about Hillary Clinton. We'll go into a few. But the email thing is not. He said, that's what happened to me, which is if they're out to get you, they change the classification of documents afterwards retroactively, and that's what's happening to her. So there's a lot of reasons to mind, but that's not one of them. You know, and then, you know, I go, well, Hillary Clinton is Scorpio, and there's nothing more dangerous than a witch who doesn't know she's a witch. Thank goodness Vilma does know. And you're on the good team.
I do.
On the good team.
Thank you.
You know, where in 2008, when she was running against Obama, and Obama's surging, you know, and she gets desperate, and she said it was May, you know, heading into the convention, and she said, no, you shouldn't put all your eggs in one basket. After all, we certainly don't wish this, but assassinations do happen. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, bad witch. Bad witch, put your hands up and back away from the presidency. This is not yours, bad witch. And there was just a little bit of that lately when she said, will Joe Biden run? Oh, poor Joe. I don't know how anybody could struggle with so much grief.
Mm.
I don't know. It's like bad, very bad, very bad. And then she said, Bernie Sanders. You know, Bernie, I know Bernie, you know, but he's getting a free ride from the press now because nobody really mentions that he's a socialist. It's like, one, that's not true. Two, very bad behavior. You go to your quiet room for a while. Off you go, Hillary Clinton.
Stay toward the light, Hillary. Stay toward the light.
Yeah, exactly. And we, you know, magic is a willingness to cooperate with everything. Part of the dynamic of this show, this dedication to the trickster redeemer within all of us is magic is a willingness to cooperate with everything, everything. So it was very interesting at the whistleblower event that I attended, and they liked me because I've had dinner with them before, and one of the things I want to bring into play about the uniqueness of this show, just to blow our own trumpets here, this show is all of us listening, and I do run into wonderful people who every now and then come up and say, like, you know, hip black woman in bathroom, in ladies' room, going, I recognize your voice, and you raised me. I'm like, oh my God, you're 30, and you've been listening since you were a little person. Wow, that makes it all the more wonderful, but it's also good to pledge. When I had dinner with Jay Kirk, Bill Binney, Tom Drake, they look pretty straight, right? Okay, so Jay Kirk, big deal whistleblower. These are ingenious people. You know, he did turn to me and he goes, you know, my mother was an astrologer. She loved astrology, so I'm not as straight as I look.
Mm.
And then Bill Binney, who was the crypto analyst data guy, the main guy at NSA in charge of, you know, the crypto analyst, he said, you know, I'm really interested in the kind of ninth and tenth dimensions of string theory and how we can. And I go, you know, you found the right show. where all of you can be welcome, the metaphysics of whistleblowing. And they're like, we're up for that, you know. More on that later.
Yeah, while we're blowing the horn of your show, I love the way that you engage with these sort of policy wonks and these heavy kind of logical, rational, and you pull out of them this big cosmological picture that I love. It's
right.
One of the gems of the show.
Well, it's part of our skill set, you know, for all of us to be effective rather than just practice tantrum yoga. You know, we're right, and is, you know, Venus says whatever we speak to in another is the part of them we're inviting to come dance with the corresponding part of us, which is why everybody listening to this show, we encourage you to pledge, but even if you don't, you telepathically, everybody now has a portable harumphitude composter. It's right there in your hand. You can unfold it whenever you have harumphitude. Nah, 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 nah. You compost it into effective eloquence. Yes, there you go. Because it's much easier and more democratic and more in keeping with trickster to speak directly to people when we're not like, nah, 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 nah. And I've done this in the underworld of talking to platinum Republicans, God knows, you know. But, you know, one guy says, you know, I own the largest privately owned boat in the world. And I go, you must love the ocean. He's like, ah, I do.
Yeah.
You know, anyway. And then we, you know, I dress like I dress. And he goes, well, what's that wolf pendant? What's that? And I give him the wolf model of leadership that many of us have heard on this radio show.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Right. Yeah, the wolf model. It's what we're electing. You know, the wolf is, you know, wolves don't operate on dominance, they operate on charisma, and charisma means who initiates play best, and that's the quality of leadership we're voting for and spiraling out into the world. Let's go hunting, yes, but wolves, even if they're hunted, persecuted, and must hunt themselves, they play every 30 minutes. It's crucial to our model of leadership. So I gave the Republican that rap. You can also tell the alpha leader wolf within 10 days of birth because it's the wolf pup with the lowest resting heartbeat. So it's the coolest, calmest, and the one who engages the playful ingenuity of the pack. And we go, we're voting for that. So I told that to Mr. Platinum Republican after I'd been smuggled into the Ronald Reagan cocktail party at CPAC. Trickster opens path, and he goes, oh, I love that. I love that. Here, be my date at the banquet, at the Reagan banquet, right? So he goes, I haven't had a mythological conversation like this in 30 years. This is so nutrient. So when he sends me the amazing picture, I can post it, of himself being all kind of enchanted, but his inner Republican demons rising to put out this party. You can see it in his eyes. He looks completely crazed, you know. But his sign-off is, you know, so-and-so, CEO of Petroleum, Inc. And I go, oh, my God, you know. Mm-hmm. So we're willing. But, you know, I turned him into a cartoon, too. But when I sent him Amory Lovin's, you know, green energy policy that Amory had made for the Pentagon, which is interesting other mini-show topics, he wrote back a surprisingly reflective comment. He said, I remember Amory from the 70s when we were both working on the early prototypes of solar panels, but I didn't see any money in it.
Oh.
No, well, you know, they're okay, it's true. So I don't trust Amory's numbers, I need numbers. So I go back to our team, right, and go, feed them numbers. You know, as Catherine Austin Fitz says, even demonic dementors, you know, could make more money making a neighborhood beautiful than sucking it dry, you know. So evil is indeed stupid. We say, never mind what minimally passes for conventional public discourse. You know, we here at the show, the Sky Earth story within our bones and blood is woof-woofing to us. You know, many things. Let's say what we're...
Should we give out the phone number, too?
We should give out... Let me entice people, and then we should give out the phone number, because it's true. We're zooming right along.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm about to play some selections from Making the Gods Work for You. It's the second book I did for Sounds True Audio with Amakayla Gaston. And I go, oh, my God, we've been doing these things for so long. And it is, I was listening before I set forth on airplane yesterday, and I was riveted by myself, I have to say. I was like, wow, this is great stuff.
Who wrote this?
It's right. And it's true. Sometimes when I've been in sort of crazy, weird cult situations, because I'll go anywhere for a story, if it got really dangerous, I would sometimes go to my car and secretly listen to myself, going, oh, I feel much better. That's right. I do. Sometimes we are better than we are. So we're offering this audio download of Making the Gods Work for You. It's a download, because we don't want to use plastic. But you'll hear some segments of it upcoming, and it's really pretty great. That's for a pledge of $100 or more. We have Andy Bickelbaum and Mike Bonanno, who might show up, but we're not counting on it, have a great movie called The Yes Men Save the World. That's for a pledge of $150. And then they also have this really great thing. It's a fake New York Times newspaper hoax. It looks exactly like the New York Times.
It fooled a lot of people, didn't it?
It did. You know, and that's part of their great positive trickery. They're tricking people into goodness. They're tricking people into goodness, which is the nature of real satire. Satire is intrinsically liberating. So they have a New York Times paper for a mere pledge of $40, just as a for the fun of it. But it's really great, and here's their suggestion. New York Times Yes Men, the headline is, Iraq War Ends, Court Indicts Bush on High Treason Charge, Times columnist Thomas J. Friedman's Surprising Resignation Letter, were just a few of the strangely hopeful headlines that New Yorkers were stunned to read in a stunt that made headlines across the world, because it's really well done. See, that's part of our craft as tricksters, really well done. 100,000 copies of this special edition of the New York Times were handed out in Manhattan by hundreds of volunteers. Order now. Well, you can order now for $40. This great conversation place for your coffee table. It looks great. I mean, really, just leave it around. Read it on the subway and raise eyebrows, or use it as highbrow kitty litter. So we go, there we go. That's really a wonderful, wonderful, fun thing. So we're offering that for $40. And then...
Tickets left.
Nine tickets left. All right, nine tickets left to my presentation at Open Secret with Michaela Gaston. We're going to be really smoking after working hard all weekend at the Symbiosis thing, and that's Tuesday, September 22nd, 7 p.m. Nine tickets left. That's for a pledge of $50. And part of the pitch there is, you know, Venus is emerging, presiding, you know, it's, so it's not, you know, when people go, what's going to happen? Who's going to win? We go, well, if we believed in a fixed future model, why bother with democracy? It's not what's going to happen, but how are we going to dance? You know, what story are we going to inaugurate? Remember that, you know, inauguration comes from the augur, the diviner within all of us. What would be the most surprising, desirable, playful, liberating, heart's boundary and in full, wide-open, blooming medicine to be ladled out of the kerfuffle cauldron? Because it's been spooky lately. Mm. All of our demons romping since, you know, forever, really. But Saturday's eclipse, which stays with us, going, whoa, demons, you know, and the completely customized trickster training for all of us to be snookered into polarity. Go, how dare you? You know, right? And to be snookered into polarity is to inadvertently serve the overlords of empire and domination, so we don't want to do that. So we are preparing ourselves for this balance point where we simultaneously stand guard at the threshold. We do, because the, you know, Dementors are streaming through, dissolving the up to no good while inviting the good to enter the world at this time of dire beauty. Calling all those willing to be agents of the compassionate trickster redeemer at this time of dire beauty. So everything is for that, but that's nine tickets available left for that for a pledge of $50, Open Secret, Tuesday night, and the combo DVD and fake newspaper for a pledge of $175 or more. Yes, numbers.
1-800-439-5732. That's the number you're going to call. And if you can't remember that, you can always remember 1-800-HEY-KPFA. I think if someone were to get this fake New York Times hoax paper and they wrap it in the Sunday one and
leave
it on someone's doorstep.
That's good.
That would be hilarious.
Yes, you know, we want cultural hijinks. This is the time. This is the time for it. And always, whenever we're, you know, confronted by kerfuffles or people who don't give us enough respect, remember that respect is a wonderful word. It means to look at again. So you go, I wasn't given enough respect. And we go, excellent, you get into Trickster Mystery School. So remember, creativity, freedom, and autonomy are goats or dancing friskily, and whenever our goat gets gotten, it returns even more disobedient and creative than before it got gut. There we have it. So we're now going to play a little bit of Making the Gods Work for You. This is Uranus Trickster Realm. It's going to be introduced by Sammy Timon. Both work. Head of Sounds True, and you'll hear it. And again, the numbers while you listen to call in are
1-800-439-5732, 1-800-HATE-KPFA, or you can always go online, www.kpfa.org.
Yay, and we have, okay, here's a smidgen. It's for a pledge of $100. Here comes Making the Gods Work for You.
Sounds True presents Making the Gods Work for You, Tape 2. With Caroline W. Casey.
Mama Kenya, echo dara Kenya.
All cultures have trickster gods, you know, and there's a maverick within each one of us that we speak to really right now, and it's eager to go. And it also reminds us, in the Quran, there's a powerful passage in which Gabriel comes to Muhammad and says, you know, we could have had no evil at all in the world if we'd made you all alike. But God would have none of it, and insisted that each person and each creature and each species and so on be unique. And so God hands to us the greater challenge to come into accord for maximum uniqueness rather than sameness. And that's what Uranus, the trickster god, always welcomes. Uranus is a part of us that knows that the only form of communication is equal, direct, straight across. People could be wealthier, poorer, older, younger, but the only electrical form of connection is direct and straight across. So we'd say, well, a good group, a good spiritual group, a good anything group is one where the trickster, rascal, truthsayer is welcome. You know, the disruptor. And it's more than interesting that in the astrological language, Uranus, this disruptive, wild, rebellious principle, is the co-ruler of Aquarius community. And it syncretizes in Santeria tradition. Oya, who's this goddess of sudden change, she whirls her horsetail whip and brings sudden change. She is the goddess of the marketplace and the stability of the community. So it says, well, really these trickster, radical, rebel parts were understood in pre-industrial cultures as essential to the stability of community and the psyche itself. So we want to welcome this back. Yornis is our intuitions. And says, our intuitions know the choreography dance steps. You know, how do we dance, you know, chi to chi with the universe? How are we in accord? And Yornis says, anxiety is the inner gauge or meter that will go up when we go away from our intuitive instincts. So we don't want to drug our anxiety away. We go, okay, everyone thinks I should do plan A. How do I feel about it? How about plan B? You know, large decisions, small decisions. You know, do I want to go out tonight? Do I want to stay home and read? So again, you know, dancing with that kind of response. And this astrological language makes fine distinctions between, say, fear and anxiety. Fear is a Saturn domain that we want to push back against fear, kind of lean against it and push back the claustrophobic walls. Anxiety, though, is our, you know, intuition warning signal saying you're not on your contacts, you're off your intuition. And we all know what it is to be on contact. You know, when Uranus, that part of us is electrically alive, when, you know, the phone rings, you know who it is. You know, when you open the book to the right passage, when you feel hooked up, and it's that sense of connected. You know, the opposite, of course, is alienation, you know, feeling like a lone, pathetic weenie in the face of a vast, uncaring universe. And that's widely available on psychic cable, you know, all the time. But Uranus is that sense of like, oh, you know, I am part of this thing. Things are clicking. They're going just right. So Uranus says, well, we feed this part of ourselves by experimenting. Experiment, experiment, experiment. Because for Uranus, there is no category of success failure. It's in the sincerity of the experimental attempt that one gathers juice here. You know, and so it's also like the Japanese have this phrase, you know, the nobility of failure. It's like, look at all the things that person failed at. What a fabulously alive person, you know. And it is that sense of, you know, try it, try it, try it. The intuitively guided thing. Again, Yornis says the intuitively guided interesting risks. It's very much also about how are we to be the soothsayer. The person who says the truth, the old word for that was the soothsayer. And it's a tough job. It's an interesting job and an increasingly important job. There's something in Sufism called the Malamazi Order of Dervishes, and it's called the Path of Blame, that you go around telling the truth and you attract a lot of flack because of that. But it's considered such a difficult job that you're allowed to resign periodically from the Malamazi Order of Blame. Uranus says you pulse in and you pulse out. We all know that Uranus, this sudden change god, is this kind of electrical surge, and then it can go away, you know, and you go, okay, and then it's back on. Uranus says, we are the words with which the universe speaks to itself through the agency of synchronicity and meaningful encounter. You know, again, we are all part of one telepathic connected web. So it is about connecting. And it is about meeting things on an equal level. And often that level of equality is catalyzed in us by extremity or duress. Uranus is a disruptive god. And again, we want to make a friend. Part of that is revealed to me by a story told by a friend of mine who went camping and was being stalked by a mountain lion. And each night the mountain lion got closer and he had to keep the fire going and he was exhausted. So finally, at the edge of his own exhausted nerves, he built the fire and he could see the mountain lion. And he put his sleeping bag on the edge of the cliff and he just beamed at the mountain lion and said, okay, you know, you can come for me, but if you do, we're both going over the cliff. And the mountain lion looked at him and said, okay, you know, and went away. So we'd say, you know, there are certain times when we really have to mean it, you know, and in a sense that where you really beam straight across as an equal to one's apparent, you know, somebody playing as one's adversary and say, okay, you know, this is it, we're equal, you know, mountain lion to man, you know, and here's how it is. And again, it is often catalyzed by distress. That's what Uranus wants to bring alive in us, this way of participating equally with each other, telepathic connectedness, experimentation, intuition, being a trickster, the coyote part of all of us. Somebody recently just gave me a coyote puppy, a half coyote puppy that's very strongly wild, so I have Stella now to join Moondog. I'm learning a lot also about the telepathy with which we speak to the wild parts of our team. Because Stella is challenging, and every night at 1:30 in the morning, Stella would become completely her wild self, and she would, like, little puppy, but she's, you know, bite is pretty strong with those teeth, and would, like, bite, 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 and then she would gather things from all over the house, rocks, menstrual pads, clothing, underwear, whatever. And she would put them literally in a circle around her, and then she would animate them all. I mean, she'd bring them to life in sequence, the rock, and then the pad, and then the clothes, and the whatever. So when I tried to be fierce back, like, no, Stella, stop biting, it would just make her wilder. It's like, a mother coyote could do that, but humans, she goes, no, who are you kidding? So what I did was I go, Stella, wait, Stella, I can see that you are a great collage artist, and here's our deal. You will be getting infinite amounts of love and really great food forever. So you don't need this wild biting thing, and in return, I will get you appropriate art supplies. I will get you bits of colored ribbon and cloth and so on, and you can devote your life to art. And she listened, she said, it's a good deal. And she never did the bitey thing again, and so at night she doesn't do the bitey scary thing. She just makes circles of objects and animates them and does this important work. So we don't know what that means, and I don't want to be too presumptuous in case I return home to find my house trashed. And it was like, so much for that cute story. But it did work, and again, Yorna says experiment, that something rides, some energetic telepathic contact rides on our words. And absolutely, again, whatever we speak to will speak back to us. We've addressed a little bit, Yornis's shadow, rebel without a cause. To rebel against something is to be just as much in its thrall, as to conform. And a quote I like to use also, too, is Marlon Brando in The Wild One, which is, Johnny, what are you rebelling against? In which he says, what do you got? What it reminds us is that all of us here, the rebel maverick part of us learns early on as a child to evade and procrastinate in order to protect its uniqueness. And Yornis would say, good job, that's good. But as we get older and we want to be self-employed or we want to do things and really get stuff done, and so it requires a kind of conference call in which one says, oh, Yornis, the whole team of the community, we want to get this done, and freedom really lies on the other side of this, because it's the community of us, each one of us talking to our interior gods, and we really do want to get this going. So rebelling forward is part of our task also in the interior world to become social change artists in the external world. How do we disrupt something that is not authentic, but still invite everyone to the ensuing festivities of truthfulness? And as we become, in our evolution as radicals or upstarts or change agents too, this is a tricky one. I mean, we can all attract flack, or suddenly run screaming out of a feng shui lecture at the Hyatt, because it's like, the contradictions are not being addressed. But how do we invite in Oya, as we're about to do, who will guide us to be these rascally effective change artists, to be able to say the truth, but still with a compassionate heart that invites in the person who was the boring, droning person, and keeps that going. The nature of suddenness, again, when we're working with these sudden things, Uranus is about getting zapped, suddenly saying the truth that everyone was thinking. It's this electrical, again, pulse and energy. And again, from nature, we might liken it, to grow shiitake mushrooms, you have to plant the spores in a log, and you have to let them go dormant for a year. And then you have to come back, and you take the log and you have to like really pound the bleep out of it, like, and then the mushroom spores are like, whoa, and they wake up and they become mushrooms. Yes, well, we will take a break from fantastic Making the Gods Work for You, Caroline Casey with Emma Kayla Gaston. She was coming up singing the Orishas, also with Jackie McMillan. We're offering that complete download. It's just hours and hours of fantastic riveting, even to myself, listening, in which each god or quality is described, how we can nurture it inside, how we see it outside, what happens when we don't. I do still really love this, and that's for a pledge of $100. We have our telepathically, not literally showing up, but our guest, Mike Bonanno from the Yes Men, with whom I'll be cahooting at the Symbiosis Festival this weekend. They have a great movie, The Yes Men Fix the World. Again, inspiring, because we all want to be cultural, liberating, trickster redeemers. They're so good at this, again, in many ways. But it's a good teaching. We want things that are not mere entertainment. They are entertaining, but they have a deeper, dedicated purpose. purpose. And they also have the fantastic New York Times newspaper hoax that we described before. Let me just do a little bit again, too. It's great to have just casually lying around for a pledge of $40. It looks just like the New York Times. Exactly like the New York Times. And it's Iraq war ends. Court indicts Bush on high treason, which the whistleblowers still say, who will be guests soon on the show. Again, Tom Drake, Bill Binney, Jay Kirk, who did stand up after 40 years in the NSA, going, that's enough. They resigned on Halloween following 9/11. And one of the great women, Jesselyn Raddick, who did all their legal work for them pro bono, is starting a great thing called Whisper, Whistleblower and Source Protection. She and her partner, Kathleen McClellan, will also be guests on the show. So you're pledging to the future as well. But the Yes Men New York Times thing, it's a great thing for a pledge of $40. You know, what the hell? Leave it lying around. Read it on, you know, public transport. It's very heartening. And it reminds all of us to write the desirable and hilariously true newspaper headlines. It's a great trickster practice. So that's for a pledge of $40. Again, we have 7 tickets left available for my and Michaela Gaston's presentation, Open Secret, on September 22nd at 7 p.m. Honored guests you will be, for a pledge of a mere $50. Toss it in there. It all goes to KPFA, of course. And that's by calling
1-800-439-5732. 1-800-HEY-KPFA, and you can always donate online on kpfa.org. I really like this idea about the combo, because you can get the Yes Men Fix the World DVD and then gather some friends to watch it. Think about the ways that you can create something funny and satirical, and, you know, instead of going to the protest, maybe you can try to do something inspired by them and get the newspaper so you can get a sense of really what can be done. I mean, there's so many problems, and there's creative ways to kind of squirt around them and do something very unexpected yet very effective.
Exactly. It is our time, team, and so much of what I was just talking about, too, on our contacts. You know, when you feel that sizzly collaboration, like I'm here pitching with wonderful Vilma V, and it's so much more fun and beautiful Lucretia board hopping. It is great. There are many great, you know, backstage and onstage elves here.
Yes.
And on one's contacts, you know, where, again, wonderful author Dionne Fortune, when her character, Morgan Le Fay Morgan, who is quite old but glamorous and incredibly effective priestess of Isis, but she's all grumpy. She doesn't have her umphitude composter. And then she steps back inside and she sees the waxing full moon that we're about to have in a week. Shining through the window, illuminating the humble vase of flowers that she put there as a dedication for Isis, the real Isis, to enter the world. And she can see it like, boom, and there's this downrush of energy like, boom. And she goes, it didn't matter what my mind was thinking or how harassed or grumpy I felt. The humble dedication had clearly been accepted. And in the language of the adepts, I was back on my contacts. Well, we're talking a lot about telepathy and the trickster, and radio is telepathic. It's one of the great democratic vessels because we are so intimate. You know, I am a voice in your head. You are collectively telepathing to me. It is democratic. It's different than TV, which has, again, you know, and remember also part of our spice here. You know, 19 years visionary activist show against all odds, you know, dedicated to the trickster redeemer within all of us. Trickster fuel lives in discrepancy, right? And usually it's like there's the story of what is and then what people are pretending it is. Mm. And it's in that discrepancy that trickster lives, going, ha, 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 reveal, disrupt, create. There we go. So, you know, again, the pledging right now, you know, for any amount, and we have some wonderful people to thank.
Yeah.
Longtime ally Allison, who's Farner. There we go. We love you. And pledged over the amount requested. There you go.
Imagine.
Double bonus trickster points to you. You know, yes, make some whimsical number pledge. You know, $1 million would be hilarious. You know, or $52.30, or, you know, whatever's meaningful, or, you know, surprise us. We love matches. We do love matches as collaborative cahoots, and we are magnetizing. You would be most welcome to do a match because it's really exciting. So thank you forever, Allison. And then also we have our wonderful Beverly. See you at Open Secret. There we go. There's a few tickets left to Open Secret. Come join with your team for this rousing, again, calling it in. It's the essence of what humans have done for at least 30,000 years at powerful equinox times like this. They call it in. The purpose of gathering on radio, even today, or at an event like Open Secret on Tuesday, you know, a few tickets left for a pledge of $50 by calling
1-800-439-5732, 1-800-HATE-KPFA, or online at kpfa.org. If you've been listening to Caroline for 19 years, here's a chance, going to Open Secret, to see her live in the flesh.
Quite animated.
Yes. I would think that's something to take advantage of here. 19 years, and then you get to meet her, and I'm sitting right next to her, and it's just a thrill, and it really... You know, she embodies what she's talking about.
Well, we aspire. I mean, we all aspire to our dedication. And dedication, this is dedication. Ritual magic says it's anything physical that we do that we imbue with symbolism. Mm. So, calling to pledge, and I have an exhortational poem to read about pledging from Marge Piercy. But, you know, by the calling of this number,
1-800-439-5732. 1-800-HATE-KPFA.
Or?
Online at kpfa.org.
Or 510. Whoops, no, it's not there.
Yeah, I guess they're wanting to call the 1-800
number. Or 510-848-5732. Okay. And also for, you know, kpfa.org, I have many, our podcast is reestablished on iTunes after months and months of going, please repair it. It's mostly, it's almost de-kerfuffled, but it is available. Because, you know, there's probably 1,000 podcast people out there to this show. And we go, you know, show the grown-ups what you mean by pledging. Because when the show started 19 years ago, there were some grumpy people who were like, spirituality is not very left-wing, blah, blah, blah. But I remember wonderful Allison, who was my board up at the time, called me up, and there was adorable Jim Bennett, who was, you know, grumpy, but a great general manager. but Allison said, you made believers out of all of them today, because people just pledged like $5,000 for the hour, and they're like, oh, my God, spirituality pays off. Whoa. So let's do that again, just for the fun of it. So kpfa.org, you know, if you're a podcast person, you know, you can pledge, and we have many wonderful enticements as thank yous. But you can pledge any old amount, really, at any time, would be really great, especially during this particular show. We're cutting our deal. It's a telepathic negotiation, like with Stella Coyote going, all right, we give you this, and you give me that. There we go. Is that a deal? No, how about this? How about that? We give you the audio download of Making the Gods Work for You, for a pledge of $100, or we give you the Yes Men Fix the World, a fantastic instructional DVD on how to be a cultural hoax liberating participant in democracy, for a pledge of $150, or the fake New York Times newspaper hoax for a pledge of $40. It's really fun. Leave it lying around. You know, yes, put it on top of your actual New York Times or whatever. Read it in a public place. It's the desirable. The real trickster, you know, tricks people into the desirable and elicits their hidden goodness. We have a few tickets left for Open Secret Bookstore, my Equinox address, Astrological Mythological Guiding Story, to join with Venus on her Change of Heart tour, with beautiful Amakayla Gaston calling it in. What I forgot to mention or finish a paragraph is, for 30,000 years, humans would call in power. We don't source power. We invite it. And we invite it by dedicated acts of beauty. We invite it on this radio show. We invite it wherever we gather with intention. We invite it on September 22nd, especially at the Equinox. And then we invite power in, and then we offer it a story, a template. Oh, literal and metaphoric light of sun, you know, come on in and illumine this story or this poem at the back of the cave. Come on in, power, and animate this. Venus magnetizes, and Mars animates it. So we are magnetizing now, and again, the quality of bounty that we would like to elicit from our listening member of, you know, generosity and gratitude. We have more coming up. We'll play a little bit more of Making the Gods Work for You. I think we might get to our generosity thing. But here's a fun priming. It's a poem by Marge Piercy. It's called A Charm for Attracting Wild Money. Because we want your wild money. We want when you call 1-800-439-5732. Yes, we see you doing it. It's irresistible. It's so much fun. Or donating online at kpfa.org. We see you doing that, by the power of the dedication. So, Marge Piercy says, You are the green of elm leaves in summer. New you are like as crisp as phyllo dough. Old you are soft as well-worn leather. I will rub my hands with honey and run through marble lobbies of banks. I will dance for you strung like a jester with bells tinkling. Come to me, come to me, come. I will not keep you in a dark trust fund. I will not chain you to labor at a mortgage or harness you to clanking stock issues, but will let you wander free as an alley cat through the city. I will turn you out of your cage to sing arias in the treetops. I am not mean, but foolishly kind. You will speedily rejoin others of your species. Come, O murmuring swarm of money, and build your nest in my empty purse. All right, team, let's do that thing. Let's light up those phones. Let's call 1-800-439-5732 or
1-800-HEY-KPFA, and you can always go online, www.kpfa.org.
Okay, let's play a little smidge more of Making the Gods Work for You, which I find riveting, even though I did it myself.
So the analogy is, you know, very often when Oya finds us, you know, we're comfortably snoozing, you know, sort of like, oh, and then what the, you know, getting pounded. So a wake-up call literally is about getting pounded. It's like, whoa, you know, but then we produce and we bloom. You know, and Jonas also would remind us that we are in really great shape to dance with this God now, historically more than ever before. If Uranus is about maximum cultivation of uniqueness and freedom, the experiment of democracy really being about to begin if we will it to. You know, imagine that the social climate is shape-shifting in such a way that everything for which we previously felt martyred or excluded or romantically rebellious or justified in being mean to other people, you know, that part of us is about to be welcome. And this is a powerful thing. So to welcome Oya, I'll read a kind of Oya prayer, and if you want it to be true for you, then you would just say Ashe. Ashe comes from Yoruba, and it means the power to make the word manifest. But if you don't, really don't say it, because everyone who's been working with this material that I've been working on for a while, they say it, and they're like, whoa, you know, new job, whoa, you know, sudden change does indeed happen. Oya is a powerful force. To summon Oya, who's the goddess of sudden change, we would say in our hearts, let the winds of change blow through my life, bringing the most radically enlivening thing that could possibly happen. We are hoisting our sails, and we are willing to be parasailed into the place where we can all do the most good. Ashe.
Ashe.
Part of us that spurs us on to a kind of correct attitude by saying, uh-oh, almost lost sense of humor. Jupiter is the part of us that says, are we having the most interesting fun possible? You know, and it goes, no, then let's aspire to that. So Jupiter very much would like to tell us that the world belongs to the storytellers. And an example is a story is told in my family about my Irish grandfather who inadvertently tossed a $20 gold piece into the collection plate at Mass. And after a moment of anguished indecision, he said, well, I gave it to God and to hell with it. So Jupiter would say, inadvertently or not, we are constantly giving and receiving, you know, whether we mean to. You know, through Jupiter's lens, life is viewed as a high-spirited, playful journey of generosity. From the moment we are born, we're on a caravan of infinite unfolding opportunities for constantly expanding our horizon. And Jupiter always says, take those opportunities. So we'd also say Jupiter is the largest planet in our solar system, and it magnanimously generates more energy than it receives from the sun. So traditionally, again, before people knew this, Jupiter was always associated with generosity. And again, life's generosity. And generosity being the way in which we reciprocally dance with the world. That almost all rituals have to do with generosity. If you want wisdom, you leave a gift, an offering, you know, something to the natural world, participating in this circle of generosity. So then we learn again that Jupiter is indeed a generous planet, and Jupiter forms a miniature solar system with itself at the center of 16 moons. So by analogy, Jupiter governs all systems. Again, the symbolic association existed before the kind of factual verification, but that's kind of fun too. So it's all systems, laws, codes, philosophy, computers, storytelling, as primary ways we make meaning out of life. Jupiter's the part of us that is the universal investigator. It's the part of us that loves variety and thrives on it. You know, and says, cast our net of curiosity widely. All traditions, different kinds of food, people, cultures, the whole thing. Haul in the net, you know, edit, crucial part, synthesize, and then put things out into the world. So it's really cast the net of curiosity, gather it in, sort the catch, and feed the village with it. So it's that part of us, again, that we want to activate. So it's also the part of us that explores things that is especially important now at this historical time period, where we're really assigned the task of a kind of syncretic reverencing of the best of all spiritual traditions and the best of all cultures. You know, on a whimsical note, I call my own style of dressing, you know, Middle Eastern, Southwestern. You know, so we're, again, gathering these different forms. And it's also, again, that we say, you know, we love this part of this spiritual teaching, but not the hierarchical structure. So it's like, keep the sacrament, toss the church. So Jupiter's very involved in that kind of prankster, joyful pranksterism. You know, so Jupiter has traditionally been associated with publishing and teaching as the culmination of kind of research, being a universal investigator. So this god's favorite form of teaching is travel, storytelling, games, ritual, and theater. And so what goes along with that is the Jupiter Ritual Starter Kit, which Jupiter and I cooked up. So basically, Jupiter says to all of us, whenever we concentrate on Jupiter, like now, Jupiter says to each one of us, I will make you a wealthy person by your own definition of what that would mean. And again, very radical, very important for us to begin to define what is a wealthy life. You know, as we know, money is not wealth, it's a part of wealth. But what is a wealthy life? You know, and then once we begin to answer that for ourselves personally, you know, time to think and cultivate our gift and give it to the world. Because part of Jupiter would always say, a wealthy life is always where you can be generous. You know, and that generosity also indeed invokes a wealthy life. It's this circle. So Jupiter says, I will make you a wealthy person by your own definition of wealth. Here's the deal. Because Jupiter is, you know, governor of law and therefore litigious. So Jupiter says, here's the deal. It's a three-part deal. Jupiter has a 12-year orbital circuit. So it invites us to view our lives in 12-year cycles. So Jupiter would say to us, now, tell yourself your own story from 12 years ago to now. How you got here starting 12 years ago. And you go, where was I 12 years ago? And Jupiter says, whatever you wanted to do 12 years ago, you weren't ready. Now you're ready. And in fact, by telling the story of oneself 12 years ago, without striving for meaning, just priming the pump of associative reverie, you know, books read, heartbreaks, you know, different jobs, different things learned, travels, journeys, important conversations. It's a retroactive redemption of the last 12 years, because what Jupiter will present to each one of us then is an opportunity that only we could do, which is as much a sense of divine assignment as anything, which you go, oh, you know, this is somebody who's got to have these skills and know these people, and it's made for me, I can do it. So telling ourselves our own story opens the path to be able to give our gift more fully to the world and express ourselves. So Jupiter says, that's part one. Part two, Jupiter often says, Jupiter's a big planet, so Jupiter says, I will make everything bigger. So whatever you don't want made bigger in your life, toss it now. And again, Jupiter says, I don't understand words, I only understand ritual. So the Jupiter starter kit is to earth something by writing it down, to air it by just muttering it to yourself, to fire it by burning the piece of paper, and to water it by taking the ashes and throwing it in living water. And again, just with an attitude of experimental faith as something much more potent than saying, brooding, or thinking. You know, it's getting it moving. It's like spirit facts. It's like you're casting a line into the invisible and you can feel a tug. So that's an experimental thing. And so Jupiter says, you know, whatever you've gotten all the good out of, you go, you know, tragic romantic nihilism and suffocating depression, I think I've gotten all the good out of that, you know. And in Jupiter's world, you don't really need to analyze it. You just need to put it on the curb so that the Jupiter kind of Pluto removal service can take it away. I mean, you can rummage through it overnight like a raccoon if you want, you know, but it makes it harder for Jupiter to take all of it away, you know. So Jupiter says, that's good. And then on a different day, same process, but with a different intention. Jupiter says, you know, what do you want to feel like? You know, in 6 months' time, Jupiter likes a little lead time, so Jupiter can be your booking travel agent to arrange circumstances that produce that feeling.
Okay, team. So this is Caroline Casey, your weaver of context for the Visionary Activist Show with Vilma V.
Hey.
Hey, co-pitching. Late-breaking immediate news from colleague on Facebook, Wendell Rand. Hey there, you, who posts, why I love the Visionary Activist on KPFA right now, because she says things like, nothing worse than a witch who doesn't know she's a witch, and informing a Saji neocon that the wolf pup with the lowest heart rate and that plays the best becomes the wolf pack leader. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much, Wendell. That's really great. We have allies everywhere. Now we would like, you know, again, wealth, reciprocal blessing, wealth. We really do encourage, feed the heart to call in now. We're proffering many thank yous, but really, again, pledging for this show, where we will have whistleblowers and people doing great things. And also next week's guest, our program director will be thrilled to realize I actually have our premium for next week, Ralph White. It's one of those synchronous things that a friend said, oh, you should really meet Ralph White. I really want you to meet Ralph White. And then I got an email that was not related to that going, I'm representing Ralph White. He has a great book. A friend suggested your show would be a perfect match. That's right. The Visionary Activist Show is a perfect match for the largeness of many guests and the largeness of all of our listeners. So he will. Ralph White will be the guest next week. He's author of The Jeweled Highway on the Quest for a Life of Meaning. He's the creator of the New York Open Center and also cahooting with Findhorn. And also Omega and other important things. But he's also the study of myth, world spiritual traditions, and the need for contemplative centers in our overworked society, and clearly a cahooter. Again, synchronicity is hooking us up, so he will be next week's guest. But also, in our waning moments here, we've got two and a half minutes. Let's go. So there are four tickets left to the Open Secret September 22nd co-cahooting betting on beauty. It's beauty poker, you know, beauty and destruction. Again, yes, so much to cover now and forever. The devastation of Harbin Hot Springs, the 568 houses. The world is on fire. The world is on fire. And let us be agents of cool response in a hot, reactive world. And that's part of what you're pledging for. So for the audio download of Making the Gods Work for You, which is just fantastic. Two tickets left, okay, for something else. All right, we have two tickets left. Ooh. To see me on Tuesday, woof, 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 with Amakayla Gaston. We will woof it up. We will call in power and animate it. Everyone, woof. Okay, and more of that. So there's two tickets left to that for a pledge of $50 by calling 1-800-439-5732. Feel free to chant with me, Vilma.
Okay.
And also, what do you say WITCH stands for?
A woman inspired to teach her collective history.
Yay!
Yes. So we thank Paula. Paula,
yes.
And Lily, thank you so much.
We're going to see each other.
And Dean from Boulder Creek.
Yay, we're going to see you on Tuesday. Again, there's four tickets left, maybe a few less.
Two
tickets left for a pledge of $50. Come join us. Also, the download of Making the Gods Work for You. I love it. I listen to it, and I created it. And I go, God, that was good. That was a while ago. It's still incredibly pertinent. For a pledge of $100 only. Again, download, because we don't like plastic CDs. The Yes Men Fix the World, our no-show guests, but we love them anyway. I'm going to see them over the weekend, Mike Bonanno. Great teaching in cultural hijinks. Yes, and then the fake New York Times newspaper, which looks exactly like the New York Times, only it's desirable. It's desirable things. So we have 1 minute. Shall we exhort, Vilma?
The number, 1-800-439-5732, or go 1-800-HEY-KPFA. We're also on KPFA.org.
And remember, young and old and everybody, but especially spicy women in their 50s, 60s, 70s, we are part of an experiment on behalf of the Earth.
We are.
Smoldering, smoking, yay. All right, I will see many of you at Symbiosis. I will see many of you at Open Secret. We will be telepathically in cahoots in perpetuity, especially if you call 1-800-439-5732. Or donate online, KPFA.org. Yay, all you long-distance listeners in Japan and Alaska and Mexico and Australia. Mwah. Mwah, mwah. Reconvene. Thanks,
Thank you.
To Lucretia, the beautiful Lucretia Bordop. Yay.
Yay.
And the whole team. And thank you very much, Vilma.
Thank you, Caroline. It's been fabulous.
All right. We will reconvene next week. Woof, woof, woof.
Hey, KPFA listeners. New amendments to the Pacifica radio bylaws have been proposed and are available for review at the Pacifica Foundation website at www.pacifica.org, as well as the upcoming vote by the Pacifica board and delegates regarding these amendments to the Pacifica radio bylaws. That's all at pacifica.org.
And it is near 3 o'clock here at KPFA 94.1 FM. Coming up next at 3 is a Fun Drive special, Richmond Tales with Andres Soto and Chris Welsh.